I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. Where are we? June.
June 1982. The much anticipated June 1982.
Where are we at? We're recording this on the 15th. That ain't bad. Middle of the month. That's better for us.
Yeah. Well, it's better than last month, isn't it? But not as good as the month before.
We peaked, I thought, the month before. We went in so early. I think we just done our load too quickly.
Yeah. And it was a bit of an April Fool's, wasn't it? In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fooled everyone in the false sense of security that we'd be able to deliver it on the first week of the month.
Absolutely. Well, look, before we get into music, TV, films and all the usual shit, Prince Andrew, he's a sweaty nonce.
He certainly is.
What happened then? Like, because it all looked fucking incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it done all right in the end. I mean, finished at number 20 in the main charts, which at first, for about 5 minutes, I was like, oh. And then you just go, no, fucking hell. There's a song called Prince Andrew's a Sweaty Nonce. And when you see it there in fucking print, yeah, in the charts, Prince Andrew's a Sweaty Nonce. Yeah.
It's in the charts.
It's in the fucking charts. And best-selling song of the Jubilee Week.
Because that's it. I mean, for those that are maybe unaware, the fact that you didn't get like any higher than that was because of the streams, is it? On hard sales, you fucking romped it, didn't you?
Hard sales outsold, yeah, fucking Kate Bush, Lady Gaga, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Which, when you say that, it's fucking mental, isn't it? Because
absolutely,
it's just, you know, like a little fucking hardcore community of wrong ones just, yeah, going, come on, let's fuck things up.
Absolutely.
And we can, you can fucking do it, but yeah.
You've had three chart hits.
Do you know what? I did that little fucking self-indulgent thing. I can't fucking find my phone. But I did that little self-indulgent... actually, here it is. I'll just fucking show you. So, for you people listening now, I can't fucking multitask, so I'm just having to do this. And
right, you got your...
Tell them what I'm doing.
Well, you're just literally looking at your phone, like having a little... go on, what are you showing me? Right. Let's have a little look.
I'm adding it over.
Right, you've just shown me the official charts, cunts, singles... yeah, that's fucking incredible. It's you've literally got your own page documenting peak position, number 5, number 20. Fucking brilliant. Oh, how good's that?
But when you see the titles together, it just looks really nice.
How many people? I mean, I've just watched that pistol, right? The thing about the pistols.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, they obviously showed a Bill Grundy thing and they show, you know, how much of a scene that caused. Boris Johnson is a fucking cunt. A year later, Boris Johnson is still a fucking cunt.
He was.
He is. Absolutely, still is, yeah. And a few months later, Prince Andrew is a sweaty nonce, right? That is punk as fuck, my friend.
Just makes me really happy.
It should make you fucking happy. Like, that is, like, consistently fucking rattling cages of cunts.
Definitely going to end up dead in the Dartford Tunnel.
Do you know what? I was talking to Peter about what you've been up to. I was like, I know sooner or later me and you are going to be out and about, and then I'm just going to look and I'm going to see a little red dot on your head. I'm like...
Oh. You just crying, covered in blood, like Carrie.
Yeah.
No, I like to think you'd do the Costner. No.
Imagine if you just done that. You just took a dive to save someone, and imagine if the bullet just ricocheted and took your helmet off, and that was it. Like, how do you think our relationship would be? Put yourself in that position as well. If you took a bullet in the helmet for me, if like the rest of your life you just had like a little stem, like a little egg cup, it had nothing on the top, and it was there completely fucking useless. But and I'm at like I've lived and like I've done really well out of this. Like obviously all of a sudden the news has got hold of it that you know this fucking troublesome agitator that's been fucking upsetting the government and the royals. You know, has now got to live in his little fucking bedsit with his stumpy little stem. Whereas, like, I've fucking sold the story about 15 times over. I'm out. I'm like at fucking orgies. I'm like, I'm having a fucking time of my life.
I'm taking you to civil court to get your helmet reinstated on my cock.
Have a proper fucking helmet transplant.
They could do it nowadays.
Would you want my helmet on yours?
God, no. I've heard how cheesy your helmet is.
Would you rather have no helmet?
I'd rather have no helmet than your helmet. It'd be like that fucking film with Christopher Lee where he has the hand transplant. He's like, your horrible helmet.
What, and have a little mind of his own?
Definitely. Wake up in the middle of the night and he's taking you to the woods to jump down some ladies.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, June 1982. What are we starting with today?
You ain't done the shout-out for Urban Inc.
Oh, I haven't, have I? Urban Inc., long-time sponsors. And we're really grateful of that because no-one else is going to, are they?
They're trapped in an abusive relationship with us because if they stop sponsoring us, they're just going to look like a bunch of humourless cunts. So they just we've fritzelised them.
So massive love to Urban Inc. Urban Inc., for those that don't know, if this is your first time listening, hello, welcome to Acceptable in the 80s podcast. Urban Inc. are our sponsors and they are a tattoo business. They've got three studios, Brentwood, Romford and Southend, and they're lovely people. And they got in touch and said we'd like to sponsor the podcast because they listen. And for some reason, they want to attach their brand to this. We're still unsure as to why. But we love them dearly for it. What they also do is they've given us a discount code. So you can save yourself some money on a tattoo by getting in touch with Urban Inc. At any of their studios. Just Google Urban Inc. tattoos and you'll get the numbers for all three studios. Ring them up and say, look, I want a tattoo. And trust me, like I know we've just said that they're the only people that want to sponsor us. But both Cunt and I have got plenty of tattoos. I've had four of my tattoos done at Urban Inc. actually. And yeah, they're really, really fucking good.
Like with the HIV drugs now, you're just going to have a normal life.
So what they've done is...
they've given us a discount code.
Yes.
To save you 20% off a tattoo...
Wonderful.
Good job on me to wipe your arse, isn't it?
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
And the discount code this month is nonce.
Why did you whisper it?
I don't know. I've shouted it a lot over the last month, so I just wanted to try it different.
Have you tried to make... Is it possible to make the word nonce sexier?
I can't... It ain't a sexy word, nonce, is it, apart from nonces? One thing that I was particularly impressed with the Prince Andrew campaign was we've made nonce a swear word. They were starring it out.
And it was trending on Twitter, wasn't it?
Nonce trended twice on Twitter in that way. How fucking good's that? Hashtag nonce.
So, yeah, if you want to save yourself 20% off of your next tattoo, get in touch with Urban Ink, Brentwood, Romford or Southend. Get in touch with the gang there. They're super lovely. And ring them up. Tell them that you listen to the podcast. You want to get a tattoo and say, look, I'd like to save some money. And you need to say,
nonce.
There you have it. Okay, what are we starting with?
Films.
Films. Big month for films.
Actually, I did just want to say, were there any nonces in the 80s?
No, they were strangers, weren't they?
Yeah. Because there was nonces in the 70s, weren't there? Savile, Harris, Stuart Hall.
Yeah, but they weren't nonces till the 90s, were they?
What were they known as in the 70s?
Successful radio DJs.
National Treasures.
National Treasures. That's what they were known as. Oh, dear. They actually were, weren't they? That's the thing. Harris, Savile. Was Stuart Hall a National Treasure?
Yeah. He had that quirky way of speaking, didn't he? That flowery language.
Mm. Yeah, I think in the... Yeah, National Treasures in the 70s, it was more sort of strangers,
Stranger Danger.
And, in the 90s, in the noughties, repeat sex offenders. Should we talk about films?
Yeah, let's.
Right, the first film I want to talk about, Annie come out.
Yeah.
Have you seen Annie?
I've seen bits of it. I can't say I've watched it all the way through. That's probably what I could tell you about
tomorrow.
I have to say that song just makes me think of some stage school kid that you just want to boot in the face.
The song will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar.
Shut up.
That fucking picture of Wanna Feel Old, This Is What Annie Looks Like Now, and it's a picture of Mick Ucknall, is fucking brilliant. I quite liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a bit more like sort of theatre trained than you, aren't I? Like, I'm a bit more like showbiz than you.
I don't know. I think you just kind of see all them girls in a home and you feel like Savile in Holt Le Guerin.
Well, speaking of orphanages, like, how do you think you would have fared as an orphan?
Badly. Very badly. You wouldn't have been any good as an orphan. Fuck. Boy, is it with you? Thinks you can fucking kip in the woods, stay on an island and be all right as an orphan. Fuck off.
I work at the
You'd have had a target on your back. Fucking hell. You'd have been in a bunk bed with Gripper Stepson, bummed off by all the fucking caretakers. No, you had that cute little teddy bear face. No, no, no.
I mean, I always think like because I was threatened with boarding school as a kid.
Was you?
Yeah, like I was like.
Why who? Your mum?
My mum and dad. Once they got like a brochure from a boarding school because I was like. I'd have little temper tantrums, like, you know, when I was a kid. Like, and I remember at one point, they were just saying, like, if you keep misbehaving, you're going to boarding school. And I remember thinking, like, boarding school was going to be, like, an orphanage. Like, oh, my God. Like, and I guess it probably isn't that.
I think I got threatened with boarding. Do you think that might have just been something that your parent, like,
they got
parents
a brochure.
Said at the time?
Got a fucking brochure. And like.
Did it look nice?
Well, yeah, the brochure looked quite nice, but I didn't want to go and like go to a school with a load of strange kids and have to sleep there.
Nah.
Be rubbish. And obviously, knowing what I know now, I didn't want to get bummed either. That all happens there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think if you would have got lost when you went travelling, you would have ended up in an orphanage?
I was 18. Why would I have ended up in an orphanage?
I'm just thinking, you know.
I think I'd have ended up in a dungeon somewhere.
What? Did you get to Eastern Europe? Like, because I know that there's a lot of, sort of like, that sort of stuff happens
out
there.
No, in France. There was that fucking weird bloke come up and tried to make us go back to his caravan for chips.
What happened when you got out of France, when you got into Spain?
Such a cunt.
All right. So you didn't end up in
come
a
fucking... Come home. Oh, come home.
Orphanage in Boulogne. Oh, dear. I mean, I remember, like, we spoke about when I ran away, didn't we?
Where'd you run around? You ran away round to my house with your Casio VL tone.
But, like, I do remember thinking, like, you know, back then, like, if you run away or, you know, born, it'd be like Annie. Like, you'd be in, like, these, like, big dorms with, like, and I've never been to an orphanage, but I imagine they're probably relatively nice places in modern days now. But I just remember thinking it was going to be like Annie. I didn't fancy that. Unless they had a little sing song.
Do you think there was a lot of singing went on in orphanages in the 80s?
Nah.
Apart from the Jim Will Fix It theme tune.
Blade Runner come out.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
You seen it?
I saw Blade Runner about 30 years ago, and I haven't seen it since.
I went to Secret Cinema to watch it.
What's that? The thing where they recreate it a bit? Mm. So how was that?
Do you
like Blade Runner?
No, it's really boring. It's Han Solo, but he's not Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
I do prefer him when he's Han Solo, mostly.
Yeah. I like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
He ain't Han Solo.
No, he's not Han... Not, it's just not Han Solo enough.
I don't know what his name is in Blade Runner. He ain't half handsome in Blade Runner.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, really handsome. But the film itself didn't interest me, but we went to the Secret Cinema because we like going to Secret Cinema. And in the film, it's like... I think it's like acid rain, like in like this world that they live in. And it was raining inside. It was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And there was loads of like interactive stuff that you went and done, then watched the film.
Can I just stop you and say that's what my mum used to call the holes in the front of my dad's pants in the 1980s? Acid rain.
Oh, dear. I didn't realise the pants were like, play up. Because I remember your old man's socks used to kick up.
Yeah.
Like.
He worked hard. He played hard. His socks fucking stunk.
Acid rain. Oh, dear. Yeah, I just remember thinking, like, I watched it when I was young, Blade Runner, and I saw it at Secret Cinema, and I fell asleep.
Oh, really? Just, what, in Secret Cinema?
Well, no, when the experience is finished, you go and watch the film.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there was, like, stuff going on in and around the screen once you sat down, but it was just, like, I'd had a couple of drinks as well.
Yeah.
And, like, but, yeah, it's just a bit boring. You got anything to say about Blade Runner?
No, not really, because it is so long ago that I see it, I just don't really remember it.
We can talk about it. Was it Vangelis, Blade Runner?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
We can talk about him now, because he's died, hasn't he?
Yeah, another one.
Did we talk about... Oh, we spoke about Chariots of Fire,
Chariots of Fire, that killed him off.
Yeah.
Hope fucking old Han Solo don't cark it this week. Oh, really before it.
God,
if you kill someone from Star Wars, that's it.
Yeah, we finished the podcast. Yeah. Absolutely. I did see that not many people are watching Piers Morgan's new show.
Oh, really? I don't know anything about it. What is
Piers Morgan's got a new show on, is it that GB News thing?
Oh, is it on GB News?
Yeah, he's over there. I think Farage is over there.
Really a graveyard for cunts, isn't it?
It really is. Like, Nigel Farage and fucking, Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan and Nigel Farage. Nigel Farage and Piers Morgan. Eh?
Pair of cunts.
Pair of cunts.
I always think Nigel Farage having it large on a barge to some house and garage. Whenever I hear Nigel Farage, that goes through my head.
I always think, like, Piers Morgan, cunt.
Genital organ.
Or that.
Piers Morgan, ladies' genital organ.
Yeah.
That's my new book of poems.
What other film do you want to talk about?
Well, I've just been through the list of films that was on. There's loads this month, isn't there?
Yeah.
Compared to normal. Last American Virgin was a remake of Lemon Popsicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've not seen that.
No, nor have I.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist come out?
Yeah. You've been on movie phone, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
On MovieWeb, the correct list of films had Poltergeist in it.
Have you got the synopsis for The Last American Virgin?
It's Lemon Popsicle.
So is it just like frat boys?
It's like like porkies, basically. There's a few of them. Two of them getting laid all the time, and one of them who wants to get laid and can't get laid. Then the main guy who's getting laid all the time. There's a girl who the one who can't get laid really loves on campus, and the guy who's getting laid all the time knocks her up, and she has to go and get rid of the baby. And so the guy who never gets laid has this little moment with her after she's got rid of the baby, and he's kind to her and stuff. And then they go to a party, and then the main guy who gets laid all the time ends up copping off her again. It sounds a little bit bleak underneath all the getting laid.
That didn't happen in Porky's.
Nah, it's just better Porky's, isn't it?
A load of parties and like interspersive, like maybe sort of every 8 to 10 minutes, like some 80s tits.
I generally feel that in a comedy film, like an abortion will just spoil the general fun of it.
Yeah. E.T.
Do you like E.T.?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
What was the best thing about E.T.?
Don't know. Have you got something in mind then?
BMXing, wasn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, the bit with the BMX. Because you always wish that your BMX would be able to go up into the sky.
I didn't have a BMX.
Oh, no. Yeah, but your grifter definitely wouldn't.
No, you have
if
one.
If you'd have tried to go up into the sky, you'd just ended up at the bottom of a canal.
Exactly. You lot would have been fucking sky high, fucking whizzing through the air while I was like literally like just... Halfway up Quarry Hill, stuck in red gear. Just fucking hell.
What did you have after your grifter then? Racer. You had a race. You's all got racers, didn't you? Yeah. I never had a racer.
But you was literally on your BMX when you was about 23.
I was like Peter Crouch riding a minicycle.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you was all that. Bro. I remember you with your fucking bent little handle, but I was fucking going
well,
up and down.
I had to cycle to school.
Yeah.
You was fucking, if you were on the bus, you was trying to convince your mum to get you a
C5. Just weren't having it, was she?
No. That's not a lie either, is it?
Nah, she did say she thought I'd die on the road.
Yeah, I fucking loved me racer. I had to fucking I had a long way to go to school.
Yeah. I'm having a go at you for having a racer.
I didn't want a racer. I wanted a BMX. But I remember when I went to get me grifter. I might even have said this on this podcast. The bloke at South End Road went to me, "You not seen these?" And I was like, "What?" He went, "It's BMX." And I was like, "How many gears?" He went, "None." I was like, "No thanks." Like, "I'll have a grifter, please. I've had a boxer." Yeah. Give me that grifter. And then literally fast forward fucking...
Did you have a boxer?
Yeah, I had a yellow boxer.
Did you have a chipper?
No, didn't have a chipper. Sid had a chipper.
Ah.
Like, and I never had a... Because it went boxer, striker, grifter. And then it went bomber. Remember the Rayleigh bomber?
I don't know.
The official bike if you had pubes.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I think like you could have a grifter. And you could probably still have a grifter if you had pubes. But I think there would have been like some kind of...
Yeah, they had a trial. I remember seeing it in the Action Force magazine, the little advert. You'd take your grifter into the shop, just pull the front of your pants down, show them your little line of pubes around the base of your cock, and they'd give you a bomber with free tokens from Action Force.
Oh, dear. I had a fucking... I mean, they were basically a mountain biker bomber way before mountain bikes. But it was always just like tough kids had a Rayleigh bomber. Yeah. I remember them just being like massive. They're probably really not. But yeah, I remember when you and Paz both got your BMXs at the same time, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I'm sure we fucking talked about it. I got my BMX because my grifter was stolen.
Oh, you had a red grifter, didn't you?
Yeah, and then the insurance money come through and I got me BMX. I bought it from a service station forecourt. on Og Lane. You know the fucking, the Merco?
Because it was white, wasn't it?
It was white with blue metallic trim.
Yeah, I remember you had blue mushroom grip, didn't you?
Yeah. It weren't a light BMX.
Nah.
It probably weighed the same as a grifter. It was probably just a grifter that had been resprayed. It's probably my grifter resprayed. Yeah.
Have you still got it?
No, I think my mum got rid of it.
Right.
I think she covertly got
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd still have it.
Yeah.
But I sprayed it all up, didn't I? Like, I sprayed it all up multicoloured.
Yeah.
And then I taped off Madness along the fucking, what do you call the main fucking...
The frame.
The frame, yeah.
Yeah.
I taped up Madness in masking tape and then sprayed it all black and then had Madness in like multicolours.
Yeah. You would have been about 20 then.
I was still riding it when I was about 20. I definitely had a few pubes when I gave that bike up.
I remember crying at the cinema.
What, to E.T.?
Yeah. I went. My mum took me and my cousin. And like, my cousin was a girl. I remember thinking, like, and everyone had said, oh, yeah, you're going to cry when you watch E.T. And I was just thinking, I went, no, I won't. I was thinking, I better do. Like, yeah, my cousin didn't cry and I was bawling my eyes out.
He's really fucking sad, though, isn't
it?
Yeah. I had a snivel last time I watched it.
It's really good.
Have you seen his fucking. We talked about it. The casting or the audition thing on YouTube.
I spoke about it on here. It's fucking amazing, isn't
it? Yeah, if and any of you listeners, if you've not seen it, go and look. What's it? Elliot's E.T. audition.
Yeah.
On YouTube. It won't be a dry eye in the house.
It's really, really spectacular, that. And do you know who the girl is that he gets the little... little hop up and jumps up and kisses when he releases all the frogs.
Whoa. I always wish that had happened. No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, as a kid, obviously. Yeah. Was that her from fucking Baywatch?
Was she in Baywatch?
What's her name?
Erica Elena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo woo.
Yeah, do you know what? I'd never ever thought of that. But
she
only...
popped out of a cake in Under Siege with her big old 80s tits out.
I'm a bit uncomfortable talking about her as a little girl and then you talking about her all grown up like that.
Well, look how bloody lovely Drew Barrymore is.
Yeah, but like...
Not in the film.
No, but when you start talking about how people turned out, like, it still goes a bit Uncle Sexy, doesn't it?
Have you got a song called Uncle Sexy?
Oh, no, that was my idea for a one-hit wonder. A song called Uncle Sexy by Sexy Uncle.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Anything else you want to add about E.T.?
No, it's just really fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah. Grease 2.
No.
Oh, no, ain't it?
No, I don't think it is. Do you know Grease 2?
I watched it when it come out. Watched it around Afafold's ass. And I remember, like, watching it with his, like, older sister and she had a mate called Bobby that I really fancied. And I remember, like, she was sort of singing along to the songs. And I was looking at her just thinking, oh, wish I could kiss you. I probably would have been about fucking 10 and she would have probably been about 14. I remember just thinking she was like your mate's older sister that was always a bit tasty.
Yeah.
I know people that rate this film better than the first one.
No. Oh, no.
I know that. You know that.
But is it, what, in an ironic way?
No. Yeah, Films to be Buried With host Brett Goldstein rates Grease 2 as one of his favourite all-time films.
But I mean, like, maybe he got wanked off the first time he saw it. Like, there's no, like, going purely on the facts, just fucking, no. Mm. Just ain't, is it?
If you got wanked off watching a film at the cinema, you're going to remember
top
that
five
film.
Forever.
Top five films, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. I never got wanked off in a cinema.
I did.
Not that don't count if you've done it yourself.
Oh.
Right. Any more films?
It's no surprise when you do the popcorn trick on yourself, is it?
Nah, it's just a little bit fucking tragic. What else you got?
You'd probably do the popcorn trick on me to taunt me if ever I lost my helmet. Oh, he's got me again. I was going to talk about Poltergeist. You fucking butted in and talked about something else.
Sorry, I've had a drink.
Have you seen Poltergeist?
Yeah, not for years, but yeah, of course.
Yeah. Do you know, I was reminded of it about 18 months ago, because you know, like, where my house is, they built that fucking new estate all round it, didn't they?
Yeah.
And one of the blokes I see all the time, just when you walking through lockdown, got talking to this bloke, And he was a right cunt. But, you know, like, you just see him all the time. And so you always just have to have a little fucking walk and talk with him. I told him, because he lived on the new estate, I told him that the estate had been built on an Indian burial ground. He believed it. Yeah, just his fucking say it, and you think, like, he's going to laugh it off. And he was like, what, really?
Have you ever gone for an elaborate lie like that? Aside from that,
I don't normally do them anymore.
Yeah,
you did. 2-1-B medical droid, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was about 7. Like, I think we can move on from that.
Like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to move on from the fact that you tried to tell me your dad was in Star Wars.
Yeah, I think you believed me at the beginning.
I don't think I ever believed you. I think I just humoured you because I just felt a bit sorry for you. And here we are 40-something years later.
Oh, dear. You told me that fucking keeper let a fucking goal in because he was smoking a fag.
I did tell you that. Sorry if I'm repeating this from a previous podcast, but my best lie I ever told was that when people got called up in the war, that they'd call up... it was the soldiers, then people that had been in, like, the police, you know, in the emergency services, and after that they called up lollipop ladies. Oh, and I told Strand that, you know, Seal used to have the dreadlocks, yeah. And then he come back and he was bald. I said all his hair had fallen out because his rabbit died and the trauma associated with it, and he believed that.
Weren't it you that told bollocks that Bob Marley was married to Rusty Lee?
No, I think that was Lil. I don't know if that's a bit... Is that racist these days to just pluck two random black people out and associate them?
I don't know. I mean, it was...
It was all right then, though. The 80s.
Music?
Yeah. I don't want to get bogged down in any of the hashtags. Right.
Number one...
Any of them.
I've got...
Oh, are you done with...
films?
Yeah.
Have you got any more?
Nope.
Proper controlling that was.
Oh, really?
Have you done with films? Well, have you got any more? No. But you may move on.
No, I was that sound guy at Squeeze who just made you fucking hang on for
what
that.
Cunt?
Just a cunt, ain't he? But you got it, though.
I got it, yeah. So, for those, I don't know, have I had a little rant about this on his podcast already?
I think we might have mentioned it, but I've probably
fucking
had a few beers.
He was. He was just this fucking proper nerd. That was like...
On the sound desk.
Doing the sound desk for Squeeze, right? No one else... Everyone had left the venue pretty much. And I just went up to the sound desk and he had a set list in front of him. And I went... And he ignored me for ages, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then did he...
You went, excuse me, mate. And he just done that one finger and just went and just moved about 20 faders, like really slowly... And just made you fucking wait.
Mm.
And it hung in the air and hung in the air and hung in the air. And he come back and went, yeah. Like he didn't know what you wanted. He knew. He was just being a power trip cunt, wasn't he?
In retrospect, when he come over and, yes. Oh, I just wanted to know why you're such a cunt.
Yeah.
Would have been a better thing than saying, can I have that set list, please? And then saying, thank you.
Yeah, but then you'd have got back here and you wouldn't have had the set list on your wall.
No. Would have had a better story.
Although, like, it's up on the wall now, and, like, I just look at that, and it's completely tainted by what a lapdog you were, not saying it. I can't look at that without thinking about, like, you just losing all your dignity just waiting for it. Do you want to get rid of it?
I've seen that Squeeze are playing there again, so I'm half tempted.
Oh, I like what you did there.
See, you know, no pun intended there, but... Yeah, I am tempted just to go down there.
Just boot him up the fucking nuts.
Yeah, just to boot him up the fucking nuts.
Excuse me, mate. Wait there. And then when he comes back, just smash him in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the nuts.
Yeah. Some people need that.
Yeah, just go, I've been waiting 3 years for that.
Yeah. Goody Two Shoes is at number one.
Do you like Goody Two Shoes?
Not really.
I used to really like Goody Two Shoes, but it's not his finest work, is it?
No.
It's not as bad as Ant Rap, though, is it?
It's not as bad as Ant Rap?
Yeah. Not as bad as Ant Rap.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Ant Music.
Oh, no. No, not Ant Music.
Ant Music?
Ant Music's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, no, we don't Ant Rap. Talk about Ant Rap. There's Adam Ant and there's Adam and the Ants, aren't there?
Yeah. Adam and the Ants was Adam when he had a band, the Ants, and Adam Ant was when he went solo.
Thanks.
Just helping everyone differentiate between the two different Ant-based.
Do you reckon he was hard, Adam Ant?
Do you reckon he was hard? Nah. I reckon he could look after himself.
Well, you're right. Let's have it right. Sort of like prime cunt, right? So let's go like when you was in like your prime, maybe let's say 30, right? you've just fallen out of the fucking stem and helmet or whatever.
20 years ago.
In a fucking Burberry jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Like had a couple of fucking Vickers digits in you, and then all of a sudden, fucking the Dandy Highwayman. Just comes out of fucking Raquel's. He's had a couple of fucking pints of mead and he's game. He don't like your hair. He's like, right, let's have it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'll take him. No trouble.
Yeah?
I mean, why is he being such a cunt?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
He's on my manor. He's come down to my manor.
Some people, when they have a drink in them, they just turn, don't they?
Yeah, I'll drag him over the Round Acre car park, throw him onto the bonnet, your Cat in the Hat painted bonnet of your Ford Escort estate. You're probably in the back fucking sticking two fingers in some barely legal fresher. And I'll just fucking pummeling the shit out of him on the bonnet, yeah.
Fair play. Torch by Soft Cell, number two.
But I wouldn't want to hit Adam Ant because I fundamentally like him.
If you're scared of Adam Ant, it's fine.
I'll try and talk him down. And if he insists on being a cunt, like you just explained, then I would be confident that I'll be able to just fucking sort it out.
Okay. Well, look. Let's, in an ideal world, for the sake of this podcast, right? You don't shit yourself, all right?
I'm not shitting
yourself. It just sounds like it's nothing wrong with being scared, mate.
I'm not scared. Okay. Stop trying to start a fight between me and Adam. I like him. I do like him. What's your favourite Adam Ant song?
Ant
once
music.
He left the Ants. No, that's Adam and the Ants. I'll explain the difference between Adam and the Ants. That's when he had the band with him. Adam Ant was when he went solo.
What's Prince Charming?
Adam and the Ants.
Stanley Deliver?
Adam and the Ants.
What did he do as Adam Ant?
Goody Two Shoes.
Right, what else?
Apollo 9.
Right.
That's alright, isn't it?
Room at the Top.
That's alright though, isn't it?
I bet it ain't as good as you remember.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Do you know who he was doinking then?
Anyone he wanted. Literally anyone he wanted.
Heather Locklear. No, Heather Graham.
What one's Heather Graham? What from?
Jackie Brown.
Four.
Yeah. Hinted his ants up there.
I don't even know if that works, but I like it.
I don't know. Goody Two Shoes. Can you remember the first decent pair of two shoes you got?
Oh, you why do you have to mention my Pierre Cardin shoes every fucking episode? Such
not.
A cunt.
I was going to talk about trainers.
Well, they sort of were. They had a rubber sole.
They were.
Like a shoe top.
Where did you get them?
I've no idea. I think my dad got them from the pub. My dad's one of the ne'er-do-wells from the boozer where my old man drunk, done over a Ruckinor lorry. And so our kids' football team, we had a whole fucking kit of Ruckinor. We all had Ruckinor tracksuits. Everyone had Ruckinor trainers.
Like Ruckinor was great though then, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was always a bit fucking second division, wasn't it?
Hmm.
It weren't Adidas, Nike or Fila, was it?
No. I would have took it though.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, what would you say? Like on par with Gola?
I'd say it was a step up from a fucking pair of Pierre Cardin navy shoes, mate.
You have to keep on. Do you remember my black Ruckinor boots?
Yeah.
They were like sort of black suede. creepers, weren't they? Some bad gear, didn't I?
There's no fucking... What no surprise them, that we were so fucking piss poor with women.
What was them big fucking trainer boots that... Was it Brett got them? Who, you know, from over
yeah,
the Rookery?
Yeah, Troop or British Knights.
Oh, it was Troop, I think.
Mm. Yeah, they were like...
Where did he get them from?
Gray's Market. He worked on Gray's Market. So
oh, right, because you put in the order with him over the field yeah. when we were playing football, yeah. and then, like, the week later, he'd turn up for him, and you'd yeah. just give him the money for him.
Yeah. have we spoke about...
Did you have any good trainers then?
No. The first pair of good trainers I got was when my dad took me trainer shopping, and I reckon I was about 14, and I had to get some new trainers. And... I remember like getting a pair of shoes, and can you remember like they were school shoes, but like they were called traffic lights, and they had like a little green bit, or like a little red bit, like on like the heel of it, and maybe like below the laces. They were just a really boring black shoe.
Yeah.
And I remember getting a pair of them and thinking I was quite cool, but. Up until then, I think I had like, for PE, I had like Puma Top Winner that were like about a 12 quid pair of trainers.
Yeah.
And they were like, they literally just had like a lump of fucking rock for a sole. They had yeah. like no giving them. They were like, but I remember like, I had to get some new trainers and my mum was like, oh, said to me, Dad, can you take him? And I was like, sweet. Like, my old man was a bit more of a soft touch and I got a pair of Puma Javelis. And
What colour were they?
They were like, sort of, they were like a whitish trainer, but they had like a sort of cream pigskin toe, and Puma Tick was like
yeah.
sort of this grey sort of cream. And the bloke ended up selling me like this pigskin wire brush to clean it with, which obviously didn't work. But they had a really thick sole, and I remember thinking, oh my God, like I thought I was something special. And
yeah.
obviously, the first day you wear them, like, so I got new trainers and stamps on them and just scuffed all the pigskin. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Why do I have to christen trainers?
I don't know. You just have to, don't you? It's just how it is.
Did you christen anyone's trainers?
Not that I can remember. I think I was probably just too busy preoccupied fucking sitting there with a little brass fucking brush trying to scrub mine, crying. Did you... have we spoke about your pair of trainers you got from the fire brigade?
Oh, maybe. But it might have been like 18 months ago or something.
Because a lot of people's first trainers were Dunlop Green Flash, weren't they?
Well, they weren't Dunlop Green Flash, and I didn't actually fucking get them. So I wrote, for the benefit of the listener, we grab some other beer.
Yes.
I used to write letters into the local paper about bogus subjects, but this particular subject...
We should say that the local paper... At the time, the letters page was basically the same as what you'd probably get on a community group on Facebook. Just busy pricks with nothing better to do than just moan.
Yeah, load of busy, moany old cunts just moaning about fucking... and one bloke that would write a poem every week. And so I wrote this letter in one week about... Because I was DJing at the time and going out like in the middle of the fucking night DJing. So you'd come out, it was pitch fucking black, like midnight or fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, put your records in the back of your car and go off to DJing. I trod in dog shit. Someone regularly shat on my grass verge and I weren't doing anything to wind anyone up.
Someone's dog, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bigger than it could have been a person, but I trod in dog shit one night on my way to DJing, and I was sufficiently fucking annoyed that I wrote this letter into the local paper complaining, and I concocted this scenario whereby I said I had a 13-year-old son who every day had gone out to do his paper round and saved his money up to buy a pair of Dunlop Green Flash, and he'd bought this pair of trainers, and on the first day of wearing them, he trod in someone's dog mess that they'd left outside our house, and the pair of trainers was ruined. And so I can't remember how this fucking came about, but I was walking around the supermarket and my phone went, and it was the deputy fire officer from Grace Fire Station. And he said, I've heard what happened to your lad and the trainers. He said, I just want you to know, we use Dunlop Blue Flash for our training exercises. And he said, what size is your boy? And I just didn't have the art to fucking go through with it. And I said to him, listen, I said, I'm really sorry. I said, but I was just really fed up with treading in dog shit outside my house. So I made it all up. And he went, oh. And you know, like someone has tried to do something nice, And it's all just falling in around them. And
he was just thinking, why would you do that?
Yeah, you just like it just felt like he was crushed on the other end of the phone. And so I went, I don't suppose you've got any in size 12. And he went, no, they only go up to an 11. And that was the end of it.
Mm. Yeah. Donuts don't get.
Yeah, exactly.
So looking in the charts, mid-year, was in the charts.
Trying to see if there was anything.
No regrets.
That's a way down, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, because I want to touch on... have you got some songs you want to talk about?
See, now I'm going to say something. It's just not going to work that well. But at number six, Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, reminded me... don't know if this is even going to work now, so I'm probably just going to cut this bit out. But... it's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't even know if it's going to work now. Muslim music acts. Quran. Girls Halal. Fatwa Slim. Jihad Away.
Do you have a round of Ponce or Nonce?
Have you got some Ponce or Nonce sorted?
Of course I have.
I don't think there are any nonces in the 80s because I think there was too many Ponces.
Okay. Mid-year.
So are we saying, like, if he was auditioning in the 80s for a part in a TV drama,
no,
would he play a Ponce or a Nonce?
You've just turned on, and oh, there's a video out of Vienna.
What? So I've got to say, does he look like a Ponce or a Nonce? He's got that seedy little tash, hasn't he? You imagine, like, ugh. But then he's got, like, the brush back hair and the song's very elaborate. Ponce.
Martin Fry.
He had very big fingers, didn't he? Like, and that kind of square chin, you can just imagine him, like,
yeah,
lurking around by the urinals of like a little
suit.
Boy's toilet. But then, yeah, the lame suit and the hair, probably Ponce.
Okay, last one. Mike Rutherford.
Nonce.
So we've... So that was Ponce or Nonce.
Be back next month.
Do you know what you're talking about? Treading in dog shit. We were speaking before we pressed record. I said that my mate Kellers had just started following us on
you've
the
named
social.
And shamed him now.
Well, it's all right. I said his first name. Like, but he was one of our little gang, wasn't he?
Yeah, good lad, like, Scott.
And but I mean, we've got loads of stories about him. But I'd forgotten this, and then you reminded me about the issue that he had with feces.
Well, you were saying you were going away on a survival weekend.
Yeah.
So I was just suggesting you go in training over the dipping, which was like, this was the field where we used to hang around. We did our cub football there. We just spent many hours as kids hanging around and playing war and stuff.
Yeah.
Kellers did a shit over the dipping and he wiped his arse on a dock leave. So I was saying that'd be a good place to go and do your training because there's the facilities you need if you get caught short.
I don't think I'll ever wipe my arse with a dock leaf.
Did you ever have a shit out the house? I always went home for a shit. I never had a shit in the woods.
I just went home. The thing is, considering where we was, Kellers lived closest.
He must have been really desperate.
Yeah. But I mean, it's practical. Dock leaf.
Yeah.
I don't envisage like youngsters like playing out enough these days to like warrant not having time to go in for a shit.
No.
It's lost, isn't it?
They're all too busy playing virtuous shit.
Oh, no, that's the thing. They can have a shit online now. And it's like, back then...
Yeah.
In well, the bush.
You can just Google it and watch anyone having a shit, can't you?
Can you?
Well, I presume so. You find most things on the internet these days.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Television?
Are we done with music already?
No, you jump in.
One thing I noticed in the charts was Bow Wow Wow was in there with I Want Candy. I Want Candy. And then you had Natasha with Ico Ico.
What's that?
Do you know? Oh, it's fucking rubbish. Ico Ico. So, and then the Bellstars with the same song. Ico Ico. And I think they were like, you know, like that fucking Native American beat, like I Want Candy.
Yeah.
I just think that was a fucking thing.
That tribal drumming circuit Adam Ant, and that was McLaren, a lot of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, because but weren't Bow Wow Wow the original Ants?
Yeah, I think and so. McLaren was involved with them, wasn't he?
Well, I think Adam Ant went to Malcolm McLaren, and McLaren took a grand off him to give him some advice for the band, and he said, like, tribal drumming, and then just stole all the Ants and formed Bow Wow Wow.
And Ant didn't like serve him up.
Hmm?
And Adam Ant didn't like do him.
Oh, yeah. He was like hanging around outside his local nightclub and that, you know, and just ended up like he did him with a carburetor.
Oh.
Just like, he's holding the leads and just like smashed him around the back of the head.
What else we got in the charts?
Oh, do you see number 25, the Beatles movie medley?
Yeah, and I have no idea what that is.
Oh, right, so I went and played it because I had the Beatles movie medley because obviously like, we used to go around boot sales and stuff buying records and that was one of the ones I got there. But it's just shit.
What is it?
Right, so it's just like loads
Is it Twist and Shout and Help?
It's loads of Beatles songs that have been in films all just fucking shoehorned together. So like... All You Need Is Love and
Stars on 45-esque type thing.
But it's not even as good as Stars on 45 because they just play one song and then fades out and another one comes in.
Oh, really?
With no thought as to whether the fucking beats go together. Like, at least Stars on 45, you've got a bit of a beat kind of going. It's just like, and it was on Parlophone. So it's like, basically, like, Lennon's been dead 18 months and, like, it's just so fucking disrespectful, I think, just to fucking... pull a load of random songs out and just fucking they might as well just gone to his grave and just like had a poo on it or something for how disrespectful it was. Just rubbish.
I imagine he's probably buried somewhere quite leafy, so I imagine there'd be a duck leaves around. if any of the big wigs at Parlophone needed to have a little clear up. I ate a mega mix. I presume that, like, when we were doing the old discos and that, a Megamix could get you out of trouble, couldn't it? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1.
Yeah.
How horrible was that?
Yeah. No, it's rubbish.
My brother had the Jive Bunny album.
Oh, really?
Just put ran in front of my brother under the bus.
He's never had any taste, has he? What a muppet.
Yeah. His risque artwork could have done with some Doc Leaves around.
Definitely. Is there any mega mixes you do like? Have you ever heard a good mega mix?
Oh, I remember at Pizzazz, I used to play the Grease mega mix.
Oh, that was shit as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. There's not a. I mean, I'm sure with like hip hop and breakbeats and things like that, there's some really good stuff that. You know, our good friend DJ Destruction has done some amazing mega mixes of. But when it comes to just like bastardising a load of poppets just for a quick fucking earner, they're all shit.
Have you heard the Cunt the Gang mega mix?
No.
Oh, you'd like that.
Have you cashed in on yourself?
I did it in 2009. So it's been a lot of work. I think I'm due another mega mix.
Also. Raper boy. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
That's pretty
much
what it's like.
Oh, good. Is that available online now?
Yeah, if you go, you could go and listen to it for nothing on Spotify. Just type in Cunt the Gang Megamix. This was something else that happened to me as part of the fucking Prince Andrew thing, was my YouTube got killed. Like, completely fucking, they just removed my YouTube.
Why? Was there anything sort of risque about what you were doing?
No, I can't think of anything. I can't think of one thing, really. It was the day before the Prince Andrew video got let loose.
Maybe they just thought, do you know what? Like, he's had a rough couple of years, and he's got COVID as well now.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
I thought you meant me.
No, he's got COVID as well, so maybe they just thought, do you know what? He don't need... This fella digging him out anymore. Let's shut his channel down. Do you know what I mean? The fella didn't need COVID. He's had a fucking rough old ride, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has had a rough old ride.
COVID? What were the chances? Because he was meant to have been at the parade, I believe.
He was, yeah. Yeah. You know. I don't think it'd have been everyone just shouting nonsense out, would it?
Can't fucking write it, can you?
Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is unbelievable.
Cannot just fucking say, though... I don't fucking believe this newspaper narrative of, oh, Williams said it's me or Andrew. I think they're all part of the same fucking thing. And then, because I'm sorry to fucking start this off again, because you kindly had me on your hardcore listing podcast talking about right royal cunts. Mm. And I went off on one about Prince Williams fucking virtue signalling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just fucking gone through the roof since then. Did you see him with the fucking pictures from... when he went and sold the big issue in secret.
Oh, did he?
He sold it, yeah.
Do you know what? He's one of the better ones, isn't he?
Well, he did it all in secret, didn't he? And then there,
he went undercover and sold it.
Completely undercover. Like,
how
one of the most.
Did you find out about it?
Well, because he was wearing he was one of the most famous faces in the world, and he just wore a hat as his disguise, and then had half a dozen selfies with people, and it ended up on the news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big-hearted.
Yeah, and then he went undercover at the Grenfell Tower Memorial Service. I mean, he weren't really undercover, was he? He was just like there, just fucking getting involved in it.
What? How did you find out about that?
It was all over the news. Oh, just right. He's just a virtue signalling cunt. There, I've said it.
You right?
Whose uncle's a nonce.
I thought you had a good sleep last night. I thought we were going to leave all this alone.
Do you know what? It's just every fucking day. Every fucking day. There he is on the news, Prince William.
Television.
My YouTube got thrown off.
Oh no, it's rubbish. Gonna do another one. Gonna do another one.
I just don't know if there's any point in setting up another YouTube. I think I'm just gonna like release my videos into the public domain just so everyone can go onto my website, download them, put them up on their own YouTubes.
How much do you think there is? Because the minute I saw the video to Prince Andrew track, I think you sent it to me on WhatsApp, and then straight away I then sent it to like 20 people. There's got to be like power in that.
I think that's the key to it, because that's what I've done when my YouTube got taken. You fucking remember, because we done that we done that advert with every time I click my... Oh, no, it was that... Yeah. So I think there's another You Cunt campaign. Just
did that get took down?
So that was... When that happened, that was 2011, I was releasing the Royal Wedding version of Fucksticks, and they killed the fucking channel the week the video. I mean, like, it weren't that nice, that video, so I do kind of get it, but they killed the whole fucking channel.
What one was that?
That was the Royal Wedding version of Fucksticks.
That wasn't the one where you talk about wiping your ass with a...
Shitting on a picture of the Queen.
Wasn't that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that one go down with the people at YouTube?
I don't know. No, it just went under the radar. Because the thing is the way YouTube used to work, you'd put something up and it'd get suggested to lots of people that might like it and they'd go and see it. But obviously, like, since it's all about advertisers and, you know, my stuff never gets suggested to anyone. So they just kind of fold me away in like a dark corner of YouTube. I was basically like in the Fritzl's cellar of YouTube.
Yeah.
And people, if people wanted to come and visit me, they were allowed to, but my videos would never get suggested to anyone. That's the way the kind of, you know, the algorithms work now.
You was like sexy uncle at a wedding, weren't you?
Exactly. I'm just sat in the corner with a Watney's Party 7 and hard on.
Oh, fucking hell. A Watley's Party 7. They're fucking brilliant, weren't they?
Yeah.
Can you still get them?
No, I don't think so.
Like, I mean, I imagine most people that listen to this will know what that is, but it was like, I think one of Viv's mates in the Young Ones turns up at one of their parties and he's got a fucking Party 7 under his arm.
I think we romanticised Party 7s because we was kids when Party 7s come out. But I think if you was a grown-up when Party 7s come out, I think they were actually just a bit fucking rubbish. The beer had just squirt everywhere and it was flat and wank.
But do you know what? It was like a Party 7 was like you was taking a keg.
Yeah.
You was taking a small like barrel of lager, weren't you,
to exactly,
a
party? Yeah,
like
your own landlord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instantly, like if you got a fucking 4-pack of Kestrel, like people are like, "Oh look, Terry's turned up with a 4-pack of Kestrel." In you come, mate. Go and sit over there. Oh, tight. Fucking Ray the Pubes has just turned up. He's got a fucking Party 7.
Waterman, Roach, Party 7.
All of them.
Yeah.
Had a little fucking bit of chit chat, didn't we? Done a little WhatsApp chat me and you the other day, didn't we, about other sort of men that probably had questionable behaviours. Mr. Baxter, I think, was... Do you think Mr. Baxter was a bloke?
Yeah.
Can teachers be blokes?
Yeah, PE teachers can.
Right.
But they can also be cunts.
Yeah, oh yeah, Mr. Baxter was a cunt.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was as much of a cunt as Mr. Bronson, but I think Mr. Baxter...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There was a cunt.
Bronson weren't a bloke, though, was he? He was just a cunt, but Baxter was a bloke and a cunt.
Yeah. I reckon if you fucking punch Bronson in the face, he'd correct his glasses and would just probably say, like, "Well, young boy, let's see where that gets you."
Yeah.
Whereas I think if you fucking stuck one on Baxter, he'd fucking throw one back.
Yeah.
And he'd grab you by the ear hole and he'd just drag you down the corridor.
Yeah. I mean, I would say Baxter would probably just he'd have a couple of snooker balls in like a nylon football sock.
Yeah.
Ready for such eventualities.
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe like a table tennis bat and just fucking wallop straight across your arse.
No, I reckon around the side of the head. He's not an arse bloke, Baxter, is he?
No. That's a good point. Yeah. On television, I had a little look. There was a show called Sorry Mate, I Didn't See You, which was like a safety-based show on BBC at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Sorry Mate, I Didn't See You. I mean, I can think of a multitude of scenarios around that that sentence. Have you ever smashed into someone, like on your bike, in your car, or walked into someone?
Yeah, I think we might have talked about the main one when I run that bloke over on the zebra crossing.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we talked about that several months ago. Right. So there was. Have you got one?
What? No, go on.
So, it's quite awful, actually. We was. It's more sort of sorry, love, I didn't see you.
Okay.
So when I worked in this jean shop in Lakeside, it was like a family business, but the family that ran it were just fucking cunts, just awful fucking cunts. And they sacked the manager, and they, weirdly, Kellers, they put Kellers in charge.
Right.
And Kellers was like one of the Saturday boys, but he was doing a business course at college.
Right.
But because Kellers was in charge and he was one of the Saturday boys, he just... He didn't have any authority, and he just mucked around largely. One evening, we were all just in the shop, and when the shop was quiet, we'd either just like get gaffer tape and just wrap up like all the plastic packaging from the jeans and make a football and just boot it around.
Yeah.
Or we'd play war, and like a few, there was like a gantry ran along the top of the shop, and a few would go up there, and you know, like them fucking plastic clips that are sort of shaped like a long U that you get from like shirts and jeans when they're all like packaged up. We'd get them on elastic bands and just fucking ping them at each other. And there'd be a few people up on the gantry and a few people down the shop floor, like hiding behind the units where all the jeans and
how
stuff
were. How old were you when you were there, 13 or 14?
27.
Okay.
I was about probably like, I was probably like 21, and then there's a few people in their like late teens and stuff.
Okay.
And so we... It's shops though, isn't it? You just got to fucking do something to pass the time because it's just so fucking boring. So we was like shooting these fucking clips at each other, and then this woman came up, and there was an unwritten rule that if any customers come in, you'd stop until the customers were gone. And this woman's come up to me and asked me, you know, a question about some jeans, and I've just felt this fucking clip has hit me right between the eyes. Like, just literally the bridge of my nose right between the eyes. And I saw it was this bloke called Glenn who'd, well, his kid called Glenn who'd done it. He was about 18. And he was just laughing his fucking arse off. And, like, it really fucking hurt. And I also got the red mist because I thought it could have hit me in the eye. And so I've chased after him, and I'm chasing him around the shop floor, and I've got an handful of spit. And because I couldn't catch him because he was too fucking quick and he was behind the ute. So I've got this handful of spit, and I've just flicked it at him. And this other woman's come in, and she's just walked in between us, and I've just flicked this spit, and it's just gone all up the side of her face.
Oh, dear.
It was a proper sorry, love, I didn't see you there. She's just, like, looked and just kind of felt the side of her face, and I've gone, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get... He just hit me between the eyes. And she's just gone, it's fine, and just turned around and walked out.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's worse, isn't it? You're just like, I just want you to tell the manager or just bollock me, bowl me out.
Oh, it's fine.
Really horrible.
I weren't in the car the night that Den done the thing with the toothpaste. Have we spoke about that on here? Because that was horrible.
That was one of them things. It's like, when you're our age, you know, like in your sort of early to mid-30s, you kind of, you now realise that it was just really wrong. But at the time, it just seemed really fucking funny. But so we was... That all started in France with fucking holding the signs up, like saying "Sous-moi."
Essentially, we were just fucking losers that felt safe in a car. It was basically bus wankers, wasn't it? And we were just like, we'd have all sorts of signs, or we would just
shout
stuff. Like, it would be the most ridiculous stuff, wouldn't it? If someone would literally be like, "Hey, jean jacket."
Well, our bus wanker's moment was when Den shouted out banana coat at a bloke in the yellow. Yellow puffer, and then we got caught at a red light, and he just came up and was banging on the window. What'd you say?
That was completely it, wasn't it? He's called him a banana.
Banana coat.
That was completely bus wankers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was probably driving into London, wasn't it?
Yeah, up top Commercial Road.
And he just had one of them, like, things that you see, like, dads wearing when they go and watch Sunday League when they want to look the part, and they wear one of them, like, long fucking, like, puffer jackets.
Yeah.
But it was yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a great thing just to shout banana at him.
Banana coat. Like,
but when he hit the red light, he was proper banging on the window. And I don't even know if we all just done that, pretending we couldn't hear him.
It was that one, wasn't it? Just pretending we couldn't see or hear him, and just hoping the lights changed.
But I weren't there. Again, it was Dennis again, wasn't it? With the toothpaste. Or was it Steve?
No. It could easily have been Steve, but it was Dennis.
Yeah.
We decided to drive up to Southend and just shout at some people. That was our evening's entertainment. I would drive up to Southend and he'd just lean out the window and shout at people. And we was going through Westcliff, and I mean, I'm really sorry if this was your mum and dad or you. And there was this old boy and this old girl, like, must have been like in their, I don't know, I suppose like late 40s or 50s, just opposite the Palace Theatre, obviously, like all done up in their fucking posh togs for a night at the theatre. And then just like they were just waiting at a pedestrian crossing. And we've just kind of whizzed past, and Den's got a tube of toothpaste, and he's just squeezed it out the window, like, and it's just fucking gone like right across this bloke and across the woman's blouse and like in her hair and stuff. And she's just like, just the look on her face was just like, why? And the car's just disappearing in the distance. With Den just leaning out the window, going, ah.
Does not paint us in a
good way. It's so horrible, isn't it?
Oh,
just
dear.
Ruined someone's night. Just because you didn't have anything to do.
Or had a girlfriend. Oh, dear. It would, like, whenever we'd go out, I do remember thinking that, like, so much of the fun would be going there and back. And it would just be either signs. Or just, like, were you there when, like, Carsoul just, like, got out on the Canning
Town flyover and just walked along the rail of the flyover?
And I remember just thinking, oh, my God. But, I mean, he pulled a bird because of that.
Oh, yeah, that girl in the car, yeah.
Yeah, another girl was, like, looking at him just walking along the outside, like, literally on the fucking...
The handrail on the flyover, rail. Wasn't it?
While we were
what
stuck
a silly cunt.
Yeah. But as soon as that girl started talking to him, I was at that car like a fucking...
Up on the handrail.
I was just like, all right. And I think he went out of her for a while. I did end up dating her mate as well, who was in the car with her. Like,
oh, you actually were right out of the car and on it?
Yeah. Like, no, he's...
Hello, I'm the crazy guy's friend.
Yeah.
I sometimes do wacky things.
I
My dad's 2-1-B medical droid in Star Wars.
I'm the puppet master. I manipulate people like this to go and do shit like that so I can just fucking dip in underneath it. I remember thinking, I mean, that was the same flyover that obviously we had the issue on the way home, which we've discussed with
that
the
other
Snickers.
Side of the flyover, yeah, coming
yeah.
home.
Yeah, like, but that was like, can you remember when you pushed bollocks out the car?
That was at the lights, wasn't it?
That was at the Banana Coat.
That was at the same lights where Banana Coat happened.
Was it?
At the top of Commercial Road.
Right. He was getting lippy, wasn't he?
He was just being a cunt.
Did he undo the door for something, or did you lean over and undo the door?
I think I might. That was my trademark move of getting rid of someone in the passage seat, lean over, undo their door, and shove them out.
Fucking hell.
He hit his head though and cried, and I felt really sad.
He hit his head, and then you carried on driving, and his head got stuck between the bottom of the door and the floor.
What a lie.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what happened.
Fucking drive with someone hanging out the car.
No, I wasn't suggesting he was being dragged at like 40 miles an hour, but where the car kept moving, his head got stuck.
His head didn't get stuck under the... We've made that up. Have you made that up?
No. I remember going, because I went to hospital with him. And like, and do you know what? Like, I think it was 9 months of corrective surgery, and like, and you wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have known, mate. So
no, I mean, luckily you gave him that little patch from your back, so the hair was just as dense as.
Oh, you ain't got an hairy back, have you?
I haven't got hairy anything. I've got about half a dozen round me nuts these days, and that's about it.
Why are you having an airy back?
I always thought when Justin, what's his name, Timberlake, released that song Sexy Back, I always thought of you doing a version of it called Airy Back. I'm bringing hairy back.
Some people like think airy backs are sexy backs, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
all right.
Something for everyone. I never pushed anyone out of a car.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Probably like some 16-year-old girl after you've got your digits smelly. Right. Grab us a beer, will ya?
There was a show, right? The Val Doonican show was on.
What did he actually do, Val Doonican?
I think he was just like just a fucking old crooner. Right, and the guests on this show was Des O'Connor and Roger Whittaker.
Oh, right? Fucking hell.
And that was prime time Saturday night telly. And now when you think, how boring must that have been?
That just sounds like going to see your granddad up the club and he's with two of his silly old mates.
Just reeking of fucking Werther's and piss. Like, it really would have been.
Have you heard Werther's described as nonce nuggets?
No. That's fucking great. Oh, fucking hell. Right, I'm going to take you back to the 80s, right?
Right.
So we're going to go back to 1982, right?
Okay.
You've got your own primetime Saturday night show.
Have I?
Yep. You can name it.
Yep.
And who are your three guests?
Oh, I wish you'd give me this before.
Well, I sometimes think, do you know what? I might give you a little...
Spring it on me. Right, 82. Right, so what, it's like a chat show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like an entertainment show, Saturday night, keep it light.
Right, I'll give you the name at the end, all right, because I want to think about that a little bit. So my top three guests in 82.
Right. Are they coming on to be interviewed, or are they coming on to do a little turn?
Well, it depends who they are.
All right. Sure, show.
All right, 82, so my top three guests, I mean... It would have to be. It'd have to be Adam Ant.
Right.
He's coming on to do a little turn.
Yeah.
And then a chat.
Yeah.
I don't just want to keep it all music, you know. Because.
Well, would you?
Well, I mean, I'd have to have I would have to have Madness on.
All right.
But I think, you know, because he's 82, I'm looking at the ratings.
Yep.
Adam Ant, he's just, you know, clearly he's just fucking gone solo. He's still a hot ticket. So I'm choosing Adam Ant over Madness on this occasion, just for this show. So I've got Adam Ant. I've got, who else? 82. Princess Di.
People's Princess.
Yeah. She just started to get miserable because she's realised Camilla was part of her.
Maybe.
Part of the thing, but she hadn't told anyone yet. She was still smiling through the tears. So Adam Ant, Princess Di, and Zico.
Zico, good chat.
Got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you calling it?
The best people to chat to with cunt.
That's good. That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Because Zico was the best.
He was the best footballer.
Yeah.
He had the best kit.
Yeah.
He played for Brazil, the best team.
Had the best name.
He had the best name.
Yeah. And right. He was the best.
And he was the best. Adamant, he was the best pop star.
Yep.
He had the best song in Amp Music about a year previous. And Princess Di was just like the best human being that's ever been. She touched someone with AIDS.
She did. People's princess.
And got rid of landmines. Who else has done that? I mean, Prince William, he's done a lot. Like, actually, Prince William was... I don't want to go back on to Prince William, but he was born in this month.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in 1982. Oh, he's right. Just coming up for 40.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe by the time we get this podcast out, he'll be 40.
Wow. He'd probably have a late birthday like, undercover.
Yeah, he don't want a big thing with all the media there.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's inviting lots of homeless people and people that are suffering just to be around them and have photographs with them. Cunt! Right, yes. What would your show be called then? And who would you have on it? You've pre-prepared.
I haven't.
You've really thrown me under the bus here.
I really haven't prepared.
But I don't reckon that's bad for like the top of my head. Adam,
that's all right.
Adam Ant.
That's all right.
I mean, if there was an episode of Parky up on fucking YouTube, Ant, Die, Coimbra, that's his real name, fucking hell.
Decent.
It's decent, isn't it? You're just going to pick all our people now, like fucking Roach.
No, I'm going to go...
Waterman, Capes.
I'm going to... I'll go Peter's Princess.
Yeah.
We'll get on to it in a bit. Falklands is over. I'm getting Western on.
No, he's not ready yet.
What's he doing?
Just a bit of grafting.
Okay. In which case then, well, I don't know. I might get Kellers on. Kellers.
Die, Western, Kellers.
Yeah, I'll get Dye, Kellers, Rutherford.
Why are you getting Rutherford on?
I don't know.
Right. What are you calling it? Bearded Nonsen Friends.
Shagberry Nonce.
Right. June 82, Shag Marry Nonce.
Could be any of them. Could be any of them.
Who would you marry in June 82? Who would you shag in June 82?
Claire Grogan.
Hmm. She weren't in the top 40 this month, though. Toya?
No. Oh, no, do you know what? In Quadrophenia, yeah. But, I really don't like Toya's music. She's doing a lot on YouTube. She's having
a bit of a resurgence.
Yeah.
It's a bit like dogging, though, isn't it, watching Toya's YouTube with Fripp there just fucking... It is, isn't it? I might as well be in the back of a Ford Escort.
That's a very good point. Just trying to think. Tight Fit were in there. I'm thinking of the Fizz, aren't I?
Who was married to one of the birds from Tight Fit? Was it Pete Waterman or someone?
Really?
Can you Google it? Because I ain't got any fucking internet on my computer. I don't want to leave it hanging for the listeners.
Right, okay. Tight Fit married to producer Pete Waterman. Denise Gingell, born the 30th of August.
Are they still married?
The Welsh actress, Welsh singer, actress and model. She's most famous member of... she later married... Yeah, got a couple of kids.
There what, they're go. Still married?
I'm just trying to see. Oh, no, divorced in 1999. I bet he's boring.
Who, Waterman?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got two topics of conversation, himself and trains. It's one more than you.
I'll have a little chat to him about Michaela Strachan for a bit.
Yeah. Her.
Right.
Right.
Television. Fame was launched. The tune that is.
Yeah.
Baby, can't you see?
That was Irene Cara, wasn't it? Throw that or Flashdance.
I think they're both brilliant.
Yeah, but you've got to pick one. Men have just burst in with machine guns.
Flashdance.
Got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Fame's brilliant. I know it's got there's some other tunes, though.
Oh.
From the Kids from Fame.
This weren't Kids from Fame, though, was it?
It was. It was the Kids from Fame was the album. And it was the Kids from Fame that sang High Fidelity, High.
Yeah, but that was the kid. That was the Kids from Fame album. It's like Adam and the Ants and Adam Ant.
It's all right. High Fidelity. It was Doris that sung that.
What, from Five Star?
No, Doris from Kids from Fame. Huh. Doris and Danny. I like that. Had me leave as disco. I remember having a little slow dance. And
Star Maker. That was shit, that, wasn't it?
What? Fucking hell.
Come on.
That old teacher, the caretaker fella, died. And they sung that to him. And he actually was dying in real life in the video when they sung that.
See?
Yeah. Take that back, you horrible fucking bastard.
I thought you were going to say that old caretaker that I had my dance with to that.
I remember, like, my caretaker at junior school, like, his son went to my school, and I remember thinking it was really cool that his dad was the caretaker. It's not really, is it? Because if your dad was, like, one of the teachers, that was really rubbish. But if your dad's, like, a caretaker, because they're a bit of a fella, weren't they, a caretaker?
Do you reckon it's better your dad being the caretaker than being the teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a big fuck-off bunch of keys.
Yeah, at junior school, at secondary school, definitely not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, like, he's fundamentally in charge of the whole school, like, above the headmaster, the caretaker.
Do you reckon they get called up?
Definitely, before Lollipop Ladies.
I reckon so.
Because, you think about it, without a caretaker, the headmaster can't even get into his own school.
Exactly.
He's just like a helpless fucking baby.
He's essentially the gatekeeper.
He's a helpless baby just floundering around outside the gates. And like headmasters, you know, they can't climb. They wouldn't be able to climb a tall fence, would they? Especially not nowadays, like with little like spikes and stuff on top. Rip the arse out of his trousers and everyone just piss their pants at him.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't. I think people underestimate the impact that a caretaker has.
Yeah. Who would you say is the most famous caretaker?
Who's the cunt from Take Heart?
Bennett.
Mr. Bennett.
Bennett or Huntley? He's very much a yesterday's man, isn't he, Bennett?
Yeah, let's go Bennett.
Yeah, let's go Bennett.
News?
Have you got any news?
A little bit. The Falklands ended.
Oh, hold on. Now, you fucking. Why don't you ever say to me, have you got any more TV?
Well, just chirp up.
I'm not being controlling, but you're just not running this. Do you run your other podcasts like this?
I take control.
I don't listen to them because I listen control. To Soda Jerker.
Yeah, I move on because you start saying Ian Huntley.
He's a caretaker.
I know he
on
is.
Subject. Right. I mean, he's not a caretaker anymore, is he?
What have you got to say?
I have actually, but you're going to make me edit it out.
Right,
the BBC relaunches its Sunday morning programme for the Asian community, Asian Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Right, who's the host?
I can't remember.
Right, am I imagining that the host was called Hare Krishna?
You're definitely imagining that.
I was I was completely fucking convinced that the host of Asia Magazine was called Hare Krishna, but it turns out it was Rashid Ashraf.
Right. Is that it?
Yeah. Does anyone else remember Hare Krishna?
Well, if I remember saying the Hare Krishnas, of course.
No, 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 not that. I'm not on about like the religious community. Yeah. No, there was a bloke called Hare Krishna presenting Asian programmes on the TV. Right. I'm sure of it.
Well, maybe so. If anyone else would like to verify his lazy racism, then drop us a message. Other than that, should we talk about the news?
Can we? Because, yeah, I was just going to not get myself in trouble. I genuinely remember it.
Did you ever think in the Falklands... Have we spoken about national service? I remember being, like, really scared.
Oh, this is probably another thing that we've spoken about. You know, like, staying in the wild and orphanages where you'd have gone, like, I'd have been all right in national service and you wouldn't.
I wouldn't have been all right in national service.
I would definitely... do you know, when like... Because I remember going to Spain as a teenager and, like, the DJ, the bloke who's the DJ in the hotel was about... I mean... I must have been about, it was like when David Bowie's Let's Dance came out, because that was a song that was played all the time. So that would have been like, what, like mid-80s?
Yeah.
The bloke who was the DJ in the hotel, who was like 19, 20, was just about to go and do his national service. And I just remember just like, that was one of the things like, national service, prison.
Yeah.
Just things where
same
you...
Same thing.
Yeah. You just think like, I would not be okay.
Same thing. Not allowed to do what you want. Just people shouting at you all the time.
Like, and just big people bumming you off.
You sure about that? I think that might be a little bit of guesswork there.
I'm not saying it happens to everyone. I'm just saying it would have happened to me.
I'm not suggesting there's not a little bit of, like, propaganda involved in joining up with the army, but I'm not necessarily sure that if you do, you get bummed off by big blokes.
Not everyone does, but I would. I'd have been an easy target at the time.
You would have probably.
I think I'll be all right now.
The tallest fella there.
Exactly. They could spot me anywhere on a dance floor. I wouldn't have been able to get away from them.
I'd be rubbish. I'd be rubbish. I hate being shouted at.
Well, I think we'd be all right now.
Oh no! Like, can you imagine someone shouted at you?
Yeah, just go shut up, you lemon.
Exactly. Like that's the thing. It's like
get down and give me 10. I can't even do 5 press-ups, let alone 10.
I'd be like, oh, shut up. Boring, this. Going home. I just want to go
I'm
home.
Not playing, this is boring.
I know, that's what I'd literally be like that. And I just, the thought, just, they get more angry. And that thing where we take it out on the rest of the battalion. Well, go on then.
Yeah, but they do. And then, like, then you end up getting just bummed off by everyone. Because you've made everyone angry. So you should get an angry bumming from everyone else in the battalion.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just everyone standing around clapping as Weston does his beans.
You got any news?
Yeah, I think I might have, actually. Just scroll down to world events. 1982 World Cup begins in Spain.
I've got that for sport.
Oh. The Argentinians surrender in the Falklands.
I just said the Falklands ends.
Glastonbury Festival.
All right. What you got on that?
Nothing. Just
have you just got the word Glastonbury Festival?
No, I've got the line up, but I just don't really know anyone from it.
Go on.
Right, headliners Van Morrison and Jackson Browne.
Right, have you not heard of them?
I've heard of Van Morrison, but I only know one song by Van Morrison, which is, oh no, sorry, the one from American Werewolf in London as well. Just don't like him.
What?
Do you like Van Morrison?
Astral Weeks, you're not going to believe
me. You don't like Van Morrison, shut up!
I don't like Van Morrison, but Astral Weeks is in my top 5 albums of all time.
No it ain't, you've never once mentioned that. Crowded House... That's where has he not crowded out at your top 5?
Yeah.
Shut up. You've changed. Now, since you've done Off the Beaten Track, you really pretend
no,
to like things.
No, I like
that.
I
know
years
you don't
ago.
Lie. Oh, no, you've never once mentioned you like Van Morrison. You can't start saying
because
it now.
Because you're dominating the conversation, banging on about how good the London boys are.
London Nights. They're dead. Show some fucking respect.
Both of them?
Yeah, died in a car crash together.
No, one did.
No.
You remember you had a black armband?
No, they went off. Yeah, they went off a mountain.
Can you remember you put a black armband on?
Mark of respect. You don't fucking laugh about a mark of respect. What are you going to do now? Start giving people the finger when they take the knee? Fuck's sake, honestly.
Oh, fucking hell.
How are you? Right. Where were we?
Hispania 82?
I think I might have had too much to drink tonight. We hadn't done one for ages and I got a bit excited. Hispania 82. How good was Hispania 82? Is that the first World Cup you remember?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I had the sticker book for Europa 80. My first football sticker book was 80.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, 80 was white, and then I've got 81. I think 82 was green. Like, I'm talking Panini.
Yeah, because there was only one. Merlin didn't even exist then, did it?
But I had Europa 80. That was, like, black, that book. And then, obviously, I want to get Hispania. Was that Hispania green, or was that Mexico 86? Mexico 86 was white, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you complete any of them?
No.
I completed Hispania 82, but there was one I couldn't get and I had to send off for.
And I bet you did as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Such a knob.
I can't remember. It was some bloke, number 148.
Right.
Was it some bloke from Chile? I don't know.
Right. I used to love a football sticker.
I've got it. I've got fucking... I completed 82 and 86, but then I don't think I completed 90.
In 86, can you remember you had that little sweet holder, that PK thing?
Yeah.
PK was a mascot,
wasn't it?
And you had that, like, fucking... I don't know where you nicked it from, a shop or something.
I think I was working part-time in the sweet shop then.
Yeah.
And it just became available. Because you could fucking... You could get bubble gums, couldn't you? And every one, you got a fucking sticker.
That's right.
And, like, you collected the little stickers of PK with all the teams on.
That's
I forgot
right.
about that.
Yeah. I remember you had that. Yeah, Hispania 82. So, I want to finish today... there was a lot of men in 82, right? So I want you to talk me through some fights now. You see they're going, how they're going to pan out, all right?
Well, I'll do my best.
So I'm matching up the Hispania 82 England side,
yep,
versus the team from Escape to Victory.
Oh, fucking hell! Well, there was quite a few. Osman, would he have been
in
both?
Wait! Russell Osman, I've left out of it.
Right, yeah, because he's got to remain neutral.
He played for both.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, goalies. Clements versus Stallone. Big hands.
See, you've put me in a difficult position there because I think he's a nice guy, Clements, but I think that could be his undoing, Stallone.
You think?
Yeah. If you'd have said Shilton...
Yeah, well, you know, he weren't afraid to throw his hands around, was he?
Definitely not. Right. He's had a lot of practice, hasn't he, before he's even left the house.
This is a good one. John Walk versus Peter Whiff.
Walk v. Whiff.
Mm.
That's going to go the distance.
The static from Pubes is going to be insane.
They're going to be locked together. The
beards.
The ref's going to be trying to separate them and he can't.
Yeah.
Like Velcro.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to call this.
I mean, it's going to get a points every time, isn't it? It's a split decision. Walk.
Fair play.
Just about, but there'll be a rematch.
Okay. Keegan versus Ardiles.
A lot of flair. He's little Ardiles, but he's quick.
Yeah, nippy. I reckon Keegan going to be too busy trying to look good. I reckon he'll be like worried about his perm.
I'll check in the mirror and do his barnet.
Yeah, I reckon before you know it, Ardiles literally would fucking invade him and fucking take him over.
But this was the year of the Falklands. We won. I'd love it. I'd really love it. Keegan.
Fair enough. Right, we've got some big hitters here. Michael Caine versus Terry Butcher.
Butcher.
Okay.
Kane does his eye. He gets the claret.
Yeah.
Gets the claret, but they patch him up, send him out, knockout, butcher.
Right, fair enough. Last one.
Just smashes his glasses across his fucking smug cockney face.
Okay, last one.
Not a lot of people like that.
66 hero, Bobby Moore. Versus Graham Ricks.
Ricks is tasty.
Where's the fight?
He's tasty, but we didn't know it at this point, but Greavesy is Moore's corner man.
Right.
Ricks has put a few good shots in.
Yeah.
Moore's cut. Greavesy patches him up.
Yeah.
And he just whispers to Moore as he goes out, he's a nonce.
Thanks for listening Moore. To Acceptable in the 80s. We'll be back next time. And Bobby Moore, yeah?
Definitely.
Okay, good. Well done. Did you whisper the word again?
Well, I was saying that how Greavesy would have said it to Moore.
Right.
He was just letting him know.
Okay.
Give Moore that extra. I mean, Moore didn't need any extra motivation, but are we finished now?
I think so.
Bye, everyone. See you in July.
It's for the best.
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.